Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Well, welcome, Neil, to Friday night here on FC Radio, and a big game taking place on Saturday. Before we get to that game, there's lots of bits and bobs with regards to the squad. First things first, Luke Griffiths signing a contract midweek ahead of that Gossip North End game. And what's the thinking behind it?
Yeah, Ben, it's been another piece of work that I've been trying to get over the line for the last 2 or 3 weeks. He attracted interest from Southport. I got the opportunity to speak to Luke about the future and what I hope the future holds for him and for FC United. I just had to tell him the dream, really, tell him the vision. And, you know, with Luke, he's a loyal lad. He loves playing football. He loves playing for FC United. And, you know, although I did have to do a lot of work, when it came down to it, our style of football suits him. And he's enjoying his football. And he wanted to commit to the club and show people what he's all about. Yeah, absolutely. He's got an aspiration to go higher, like everybody has done, you know. And I don't begrudge that to anybody. But what he wants to do is develop as a player. Let me help him develop as a player and continue to put in amazing performances for FC United. And I think, you know, everyone will agree with that, you know, since he kind of lost his place in the starting 11 due to suspension, he's come back and has been probably one of our, if not the standout performer over the last 6 or 7 games.
We've been touching upon this on the radio a few times about the fact that a lot of this squad that you and Brian have built here, a lot of it is from step four. And we've got to remember, he's come a long way, hasn't he, from Prescott Cables to FC and then having conference clubs looking at him.
I mean, Ben, I'm a big believer that there is quality lower down the pyramid. You've just got to do your homework and you've got to know exactly what you're looking for. And at times, you know, the reputation of a player or the ability of the player, it doesn't always work. It's about the individual and their ability and, you know, can they develop? So, you know, when the likes of Luke Griffiths, Tunde Olaibi, you know, the likes of Jack Lenehan, who's playing in there now, they come available. It's our job. When you haven't got a big budget, you want to develop these players and kind of money comes secondary. And it's about the love for football and playing for the club. And listen, you know, it's well known that our facilities are, you know, the best around, our fans are the best around, you know, and you don't talk about the money. It's about playing on the stage that we play at now, and you know Luke certainly wanted to do that. And there's players, you know, below our level now that can step up, and we've constantly got scouts out looking at players, and you know, make a project, because I don't want the finished article at all. I want people to come in and, you know, want to improve and want to get better. And Griffiths certainly ticks that box for me.
Well, speaking of developing players, Alex Curran's obviously been with us now for a couple of months, developing quite nicely, it looks like. And you've been putting a lot of work in behind the scenes, and you've got some good news for us.
Yeah, I mean, I felt a bit sorry for Alex, Ben, if I'm honest. You know, he came in, he hit the ground running. He then had to miss the FA Cup game in Warrington. He then came back in. We had a trophy game. He then came back in. Then had to miss the next trophy game. And I said to Jim, you know, Jim Gannon, who's been, you know, he's been exceptional with us. I said, if you want us to develop this player and get him back playing for Stockport, we need to be playing him game in, game out, because his ability is frightening. All he's missing now is match fitness. So, you know, I said to Jim, I said, listen, can we play him in the trophy? He knows what's at stake. He knows that if Stockport progress into the latter rounds and FC on in the competition, he might miss out on that. But I don't think we will do. I think, you know, we've got a good chance to kick on in this trophy. And Jim said that it'd be good for Alex. Alex couldn't wait, you know, for the opportunity to play for FC United back-to-back and back-to-back. So, you know, for us, it's a great piece of business. Alex is with us for the foreseeable future, and we'll play in the FA Trophy game tomorrow away at Runcorn.
So, for those unaware, he was due to... The current loan spell was up in December. How long is it now?
Well, it's just an ongoing arrangement now between Stockport and ourselves. Jim won't call him back unless he's coming back into play. Alex knows that. Alex loves playing for FC United. But again, you know, another player that wants to go as high as possible. But, you know, when you're playing on the stage of FC, when you're playing at Broadhurst Park or for the club, you know, people, you kind of like where you are in the pyramid goes aside, because, you know, you could be playing the conference with our facilities or our fans. So, you know, he's enjoying playing for FC United, and as long as we're looking after him, and Jim's given us that trust, you know, he's turned down Conference North clubs to let me keep hold of him. So that shows, you know, something about FC United. And Alex is desperate to do well. You know, he goes into every game wanting to do well. Like I said, the only thing that's been probably short of his game is 90 minutes of match fitness back to back and back to back. So hopefully now Alex will really kick on and get some consistency into his game.
Another player who appears to be loving his time at FC United is Belford. And good news with him as well from Nuneaton.
Do you know, I mean, I cast my mind back to when I signed Cam. People started rolling their eyes, going, you know, what's happening? And, you know, when a player of that quality comes available, and at the time, Cam wasn't getting in. And, you know, he came, he sat on the bench, and, you know, and it just fell for the club straight away. I could see that even when he was on the bench, he was a great trainer, he was great around the lads, he was great around the club, he was getting to know people. Unfortunately, Paddy got injured, and away Cam went, and his performances have been exceptional. You know, I've said that, you know, unfortunately, he put us back on the map early with the mistake that he made at home against Bayesford. But, you know, I think everybody watches Cam. A couple of heart-in-your-mouth moments when the ball's at his feet and he does a little trick and gets around somebody. But apart from that, he's been exceptional, and he's such a wonderful person to have around the club. So for us, you know, we've got him till the end of January, but I'm hoping to keep it till the end of the season. I'm also hoping that Paddy Wharton gets back to fitness, you know, next week, the week after that. So I've got two fantastic keepers to go head-to-head and battle it out for the number one jersey.
Well, let me let the listener into a little secret. While we were off air before the Witten match last week, Paddy Wharton's there warming up, and you say, Ben, look, he's here warming up. So Paddy Wharton's still here and in training.
Yeah, Paddy's still here.
Yes,
he's still here, and he's training, and he didn't get any reaction to the training session last week. He's had nothing this week, but he's probably 4 or 5 weeks behind. You know, he's missed a lot of games, and Paddy's match fitness has gone. So we've got to do like a mini pre-season with him. Chapping the goalkeeping coach will. We're doing a lot of work with him, but as long as we don't get any reaction to the knee injury, you know, he can be, you know, possibly getting some minutes in the next, maybe, you know, 4 or 5 weeks. And, you know, that for us will be great news.
Excellent. Right, let's talk about the FA Trophy then. Runcorn Linnets tomorrow. A step four ground, very close, fans on top of you. The pitch is going to be what it is. They're going to be up for it. How are we shaping up heading into this one?
Well, listen, Tuesday night, first half, was awful. I don't think the lads expected a team from a lower division to be as good as what Gloucester was. And, you know, to be fair, that's probably the best thing that happened to us because, you know, my team don't take the foot off the gas. They don't, you know, they don't disrespect opposition. But we just wasn't in the races first half. Second half, you know, we addressed a few things and we came out. After the game and at training last night, I reminded the lads that you can't take anyone lightly. It's a game of football and anything can happen. But what it does give us here is a real opportunity to get into the next round, the first round, when the conference clubs come in, when it's still regionalised, and you just never know. And then you're looking at the second round, and all of a sudden you're 3-4 games away from Wembley. And you know, I don't care what anyone says. I've got a dream to go as far as we can in the FA Trophy. Yes, we've got to get over Runcorn tomorrow, and if we do, try and get lucky in the next round. We're just enjoying our time in the cup competitions at the minute. But you know, it's a game we're firmly focused on, Ben. We want to win. We're going to be putting out our strongest side. And it's, you know, let's do battle at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.